Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brian Downing. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Money. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Bannister trying to get to home. Money throws the ball into Moore, who tags Bannister, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta scores. Zisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Zisk moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Downing and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Wolford moves to third. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball four. Cooper moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, With the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Money fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Money. Spencer moves to third. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Spencer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garr. The throw from Moore and he is out, Sakata applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is hit by the pitch. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Quirk moves to third. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Soderholm. Quirk scores. Sakata moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, White Sox. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Sakata moves to third. Moore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wolford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sakata scores. Moore scores. Joshua moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Brewers. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money bunts in front of the plate. Downing fields it and throws to first for the out. Joshua moves to third. Wolford moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sakata reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields the ball and throws to Augustine covering. Safe. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Quirk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Quirk reaches second base with a double. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-1 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and steps on first to double up Soderholm. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Joshua reaches third base with a triple. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Money reaches second base with a double. Joshua scores. It's 4-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Downing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Downing strikes out. One out. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-2 in the game. Gar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quirk for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-2 in the game. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Augustine, and towards Sakata, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a line drive into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Horta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Ralph Garr. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Money settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now playing left field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 3 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Quirk bunts towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0 for 3 in the game. Sakata hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Bry now playing right field. Jim Wolford now playing left field. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Lamar Johnson. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.